Bonjour tout le monde, une très belle famille. J'adore et j'embrasse tout le monde beaucoup. In my native tongue of French, I say good morning to all my new family. I adore you and I embrace you with all that I am. Thank you for having me here today. Speaking up here makes me very nervous. I'm uncomfortable. Okay. Yeah, I hope. My name is Ryan, and I am an addict. Bonjour, Twalsy. My story is no different than anybody else's. I grew up in a military family. I had the pleasure of traveling with my father all over Europe, getting to know different people, different cultures. According to some friends of the family, my first drunk was when I was 2 years old. The only drunk I remember, I was in about the sixth grade. I started drinking in Germany, very heavy, beer, wine. I could manipulate, connive anybody that was in my way. I was a star athlete, so that got me above everything. I was able to cheat. I didn't have to go to school. I still passed. That was the way things were done at that time in my life. We moved here to Milwaukee in 1977. I was 16 years old, about to graduate from high school. Was introduced to a couple of men. Their lifestyle introduced me into pimping. I started hustling for them, bringing them new women straight out of high school. At 16 years old, I was driving a Corvette. It's not to glorify what I've done. Today, I do everything I can to be of service to this program because it saved my life. I hit my bottom a little over 3 years ago, right after my father died. I was on my last run. I was sitting in the dope house, getting high. I looked over and my father was sitting right next to me. Scared the hell out of me. At that time, I put down the pipe, I got up, I went to treatment. Being in treatment, listening, keeping my mouth shut, listening to what was going on, what was being said, basically instilled something in me that I wanted, and I still wanted. That's why I continue to go to meetings. I continue to try to be of service. Sometimes it's hard because I get frustrated. I get mad at people that I work with, but it's just the way things are. Not everything in my life is perfect. But as long as I don't pick up, I'm having a good day. I keep doing whatever is asked of me. I've had two great sponsors in my life. One I lost to cancer. He took me through the 12 steps, through the big book. The sponsor I have now, I love him to death. I don't call him as much as I should, but he knows I do care and that I am working a good program, and he's taking me through the 12 steps, through the 12 and 12, which is giving me a whole new way of looking at things. My eyes are more open. I do, like I said, I do whatever I have to do. You know, I'm going to be rambling here and there. Maybe I'm going to repeat myself from time to time, but oh well. Tracy said that we've known each other for a long time, for a couple of years. We have. She did take over my mother. My mother treats her, sometimes I get jealous. My mother treats her better than she treats me, you know, which makes me mad. And Tina ain't too far behind her either. But that's the way it is within my family. You know, when my mother has been dealing with my addiction, my brothers, my fathers. She's been a member of Al-Anon for as long as I can remember. And she believes in this program just as much as I do. It's a blessing to have her in my life, because at one point I thought I had lost her completely. But as I got into the program, started doing what was right, she started to trust me again. She listens to me. She knows when I'm not right. There's no lying within my house. You know, in actuality, my mother does live with me. So it does, you know, after my father passed away, I had the responsibility of being the oldest child, the only child, to take care of her. And I do that unconditionally, just like I do this program. I do it unconditionally. I have to. You know, I don't want to hold you. Like I said, I do what I have to do. This program gave me my life. It helps me to be the person that I want to be and that God wants me to be, because push comes to shove, God is the most important thing in my life. I wake up in the morning, I give him all praise and glory. When my head hits that pillow at night, he is the last thing on my mind. I have to, because he saved my life. I have nothing really else to say, just to get this program, get a big book, a 12 and 12, a sponsor, read the big book, be of service, help others. With that, I'll pass.
All